Okay, good morning, everybody. It's the weather. I'm going to make a recording. Hopefully, things will clear up tomorrow. So, 3 points in this Rambam. We're up to Halacha Yud in Perek Yud Aleph. Misha Nechnas Yispalu Lukres Mutar Lo Latzeis B'Pesach Shekenegdo K'dei Shelakari V'Sadarach. So, this is, again, one of the coolers of the Rambam. That's Lashitaso, because the Rambam said the Mechayiv is an Isser Knisa Shelo L'Shei Mitzvah. So, if you went in for the purposes of a mitzvah, so there's no problem whatsoever of going out the other Pesach, because, again, some people, interestingly, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, who are more concerned about Zilzel, so they might be considered more about Marasayan here for the Rambam, since it was a formal Isser Knisa to the Makom Yediyas Hashem, as I like to call it, the Makom of Avoda, Le'avdo Zotvila, Le'avdo Zotora. So it's also Likanis L'Sham Shelo L'Shem Avoda, Shelo L'Shem Mitzvah. So this is obviously not a problem, because a person went in for Talmud Torah, a person went in for Tvila, or Chashbon Shel Mitzvah, or whatever it is, so that person can go out the other side. Doesn't have to, like the tour, you know, based on those psukim in Sefer Ezra, the Shar Tzafon, the Shar HaNegev. But that's point number one. Umutar lo adam likanes beis haknesses b'maklo min alo min afundaso v'avok shal gabe raglam. So even in this perek and in the next halacha, what's going to come through in a crystal clear fashion is the notion of a mikdash ma'ad v'ashimosius mikdashechem af b'chorbahan b'kdushasan hin omdin. So this is one of the explicit halachos where the Gemara needs a special drasha to teach you that it's not a mikdash ma'at. It is a mikdash ma'at, but it's not the mikdash gufa, because the base knesses is still a bias on a certain level. And things that a person would do in their house, a person goes in, bafudasa, v'avak shogabe raglov, v'chule. So a person can go into base knesses in this way. It doesn't mean the person has to. You have to remember it's amida lifnei ha'melech. And, there's an important principle at stake there. It doesn't mean that you have to do so, but you are allowed to do so, because we don't treat it with the full chumra of the Beis HaKnesses. There's enormous kavod that goes on here, the kedusha is chamura, but these are all aspects of the din of mikdashi tira'u, right? B'maklo minalu b'afundasu v'evak shal raglab. Those are all asr mishum mikdashi tira'u. So I would suggest that maybe it's the Yiras HaMikdash dimension that are relaxed, as opposed to the Kavod, but the Yiras HaMikdash dimensions, which are relaxed a little bit in the Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mikdash Ma'ad, but it does not have the full range of application in terms of Mikdashi Tira'u. Now, as a third category, because the Gemara says, yes, a person spits at home, but there's a din of Mi'isa, Im HaYatzarech Laruk Yaruk Beis HaKnesses, a person can spit in the Beis HaKnesses, just like a person can do so at home. But the Rambam is saying, V'im hayatzarech laruk, and he breaks it off from the category of maklo bin alo afundaso avak shagabe raglav. That's a clear indication that the Rambam realizes that rikika is a different category altogether. It's clearly a b'di'evit. And then the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach says, it's aser b'sha'as ha'tfila. It's only mutter in the Beis HaKnesses, because it's completely incompatible with what tefillah is all about. So the nafkamina, of course, here is for the spittoons that were once a staple of the shtibel in American, in the American scene in the early days of the 20th century. Thankfully, those have been retired, right? Because they were used b'shas tefillah, you know, shehem yishtachavim lahebel varik. So Rabbeinu Manoach's position would be, and the Bach supports this, is shalom b'shas tefillah, and the Rambam is clearly saying that Midi Demois really does not have a natural place in the Beis HaKnesses, but because of the notion the Beis HaKnesses is still a base, just like we saw when it came to the Beis Medrash, Bei Rabbanan, Beis Ahula Choldabar, in the Gemara in Masech Megillah. So this is all based on the Gemara in Brachos and Samech Gimel, I should have noted. So here we have some measure of flexibility. So again, the two critical points to take from this halacha, number one, confirmation that the Mechayiv is Nisr Knisa L'makom Avoda L'makom Yediyas Hashem Shelo L'Shem Mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam will be permissive on the back end if you went in for purposes of Talmud Torah or Tvila. And then secondarily, when the Rambam tells us that there are certain distinctions that we're going to draw between the actual Mikdash and the Mikdash Ma'ad, so yes, Mikdashi Tira'u is a din in the base time Mikdash, but Afundaso Avak Shel Gabe Raglav B'min Olo, those will be relaxed in the Beis HaKnesses. But again, a person can aspire to more. It's a heter. It doesn't mean that a person necessarily has to do it. And again, Vitzarech Ian, if Gufa, the reason that this Mikdash Ma'at, we're going to be perhaps more flexible in this area is because we're not flexible at all in terms of kavod, but perhaps we're a little bit flexible in terms of the Mikdashi Tira'u iteration for the Mikdash Mat. And then, of course, just as an important idea for those who would justify this betunes based on the fact that Rikika, despite its midi demayis being shari, right, know that so many of the Nosei Kalim, the Bach, Rabbeinu Manoach, and other the Kesef Mishnah, were very skeptical of its heter b'shas hatfilah.